Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is hour two of the Market Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com.
.com.
If you're just joining us, let me quickly reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To her right is Jack.
Hello.
To Jack's right is my boy, Ty Gann.
No.
No.
Yes, yes, it is. My name is Mark, and I'll be your host. I have been your host, and I will continue to be your host for the rest of the evening, even after 8 o'clock, even after the show is gone.
He's still hosting.
Yeah. All right. If you want to tune in to Radio St. Pete for the rest of the evening,
the unused substitutes are actually coming up at 8:30.
Oh, what the hell are they talking about now? The soccer's over.
Well, apparently there's stuff going on in the soccer world.
It's over.
All kinds of football. Right. I don't know.
I guess they're playing soccer somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so before the break, I said that we were going to talk about gay stuff.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Right. So what I want to know is, has anybody heard of the Gay Panic Defense?
A little bit.
Okay. The Gay Panic Defense, what it does is allows violent offenders to blame his or her crimes on a victim's sexual orientation.
Because they were just so shocked. They were thrown into this passionate rage that they could not stop.
Yeah.
Right. So could I use this, but like stupidity panic defense? Someone's just so stupid. I am just so floored that I just black out. It's just red vision. And the next thing I know, they're dead.
Well,
would that work?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Well, what if
I'd use that all the time.
What if there was a fat old lady panic defense? And you were walking down the street and you saw a fat old lady and you were like, I must kill that person. And then you could go to court.
She offends my eyes.
Right, exactly. So basically what it does is it...
Uh-oh. We're getting a phone call.
Oh, no.
It's very upbeat.
Yeah, I like this.
How do I answer?
Hit the green.
Oh, hello, caller. This is the Market Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to? Caller? Oh, no.
Are we speaking to anybody?
No. Oh, yeah. It didn't show me how to... I think I hung up on him.
What?
Oh, way to go.
Call back, please.
Yeah, call back, damn it.
The new Skype.
Damn it.
Hurry.
Apparently the button's not big enough.
The button's different.
He's learning
different.
The new button.
He doesn't
button.
Know how to
button,
click
button.
It.
Where's the button?
I'm trying to figure out how to work the button.
Hey, you want to see?
I don't know how to work this thing.
You want
to
see a big button? How about that for a button?
Yeah.
I call that the burrito supreme.
Yeah. Wow. I hope whoever called back. You know, we get so few callers. Oh, here.
Do it right this time.
The green button.
Oh, there's two.
The green one.
Mom, quick, help him.
The one that.
Hello,
hello caller. This is the Market Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
On the show.
What?
This is Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Hello from North Korea.
Nice. So, how's the weather?
Cold.
Great. It's cold here, too. So what's happening over there? I heard about your button.
Well, we can talk about my button.
Yeah? You don't want to talk about it?
No, I say, what are you talking about?
Didn't you get President Trump's tweet about his button being bigger than your button?
Oh, he's so silly. I'll tell you something. Let me tell you. I have my table.
Yeah?
Which is like my desk, you know? I have a map of the whole world.
Right.
Whole world. And so I have buttons as big as a frisbee.
Well, that's a big button.
Oh, he said his button big, mine big as frisbee.
Yeah.
And I can aim anywhere I want in the world.
Right.
So he better be careful.
Well, let me ask you this. Right before the break, we said that we were going to come back from the break and talk about gay stuff. And then I started looking online because, you know, there's a lot of talk about North Korea in the news and stuff like that. So I wondered, what was what is North Korea's stance on gay people? Do you have any?
We don't have gay people.
You don't have any? What do you mean you don't have any?
No, no gay people.
What?
No.
How do you know that?
Well, people too busy making and eating kimchi. No time for fooling around.
All right. Well, I read that basically if you're gay in North Korea, that it was not necessarily accepted, but a blind eye was turned to gay people, and they were kind of treated as abnormal people. What I mean is that because of you? Is that how you want people to react to gay people?
No, I don't even talk about it to them. I never talk gay, anything like that.
Right.
I strictly am for nuclear weapon.
Oh, so you don't pay attention to that kind of thing.
I don't care. They do whatever they want.
All right. I heard somebody say the other day that you have kind of a gay haircut.
Whoa. Okay, careful. Well, I tell you something.
Yeah. Yes.
Big trouble. I can aim anywhere in the world.
All right.
So, just give me a second. I must go use toilet.
Oh.
But I have my friend here to talk to you.
Okay. All right.
My friend Dennis Rodman. He's here.
Oh, nice.
He's visiting me. He's going to talk to you. Just, I got to go to the toilet. Hold on.
All right. Dennis?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Oh, hey.
The worm. It's the worm, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, hey, man.
So what is it that you do over there with Kim Jong-un?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. This dude's got a whole full-size basketball court in his palace. It's like a palace over here, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that.
And so we play some ball, and we eat all the time. We're always eating, you know. And he's got this media center happening inside this thing.
Yeah.
We can watch all the old Chicago Bulls videos, you know, with Michael and Scottie Pippen and me and everything.
Yeah, right. So he's a big fan. Big Bulls.
Oh, man, he loves it. You know, he loves it. So we talk a lot about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we just have a good old time, man. We get along great. I can't even describe how I became a good friend of his, you know.
Well, do you guys play, like, one-on-one basketball? And if you do you let him win?
Well, I put one hand behind my back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it seems like since you're, like, 7 feet tall, it seems like it would take more than just one hand behind your back. Because he's not very tall at all.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I ain't no 7 foot tall either, you know.
Well, pretty damn close.
Play on your knees.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's only one thing that I'm real happy about here, because he kind of wanted me to get like a haircut like his.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that, man. Our people, man, our hair don't do that stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, you've had such outrageous haircuts in the past. I don't see where that's a stretch for you. I think you could rock it, actually.
Yeah, don't tell him I said it, but, you know, wait a minute. Okay, just want to make sure that I ain't saying anything when he come back from the toilet, you know?
Yeah. Well,
anyway, how y'all doing over there?
We're doing
good.
You
know, I'm the one that told Kim about your radio show. You know that, right?
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, we're doing the best we can. I'm hoping that every time you visit North Korea that you're doing good things. You're being a good ambassador for the United States, because God only knows, if we let our President Trump continue the way he's going, he's going to get us into a nuclear war. And if you, Dennis Rodman, can do anything to persuade or dissuade Kim Jong-un from pushing that button, we would certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I'm doing my best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, even if I got to wear a dress to do, you know, I wear a dress, you know.
Well, you're committed to the cause, and I appreciate that. I think most of America appreciates that.
Hold on, wait a minute. I think he's coming back now. Hold on.
All right.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Yes, Kim.
We got... Oh, you're there.
That was pretty quick potty break.
He doesn't potty.
Oh.
My grandfather, he started North Korea.
Yes.
My grandfather.
Yeah.
He never had toilet.
Hmm. So he went outside then.
Outhouse. You know, outhouse they call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My father never had toilet.
Yeah.
In fact, he never had to go to the toilet.
Right. What about you?
Now I have toilet.
Yeah.
And what I love is the sound of the, when it goes flush, flush. They sound like a missile.
Very similar. So, very similar sound.
Sometimes I just like to flush so I can listen to missile.
Mm-hmm.
Whoosh. It sounds so good.
Yeah, I love it. So, any plans for the weekend?
No, same thing every day.
Yeah, you gearing up for the Olympics? I mean, what are your plans? Are you going to lob any missiles across the border to South Korea?
We're going to, I don't know. I have to talk to my neighbors.
Yeah.
I have to talk to them, see.
Yeah, but I mean, are these sincere talks, or is it just some sort of shenanigans that you've got planned?
I tell you. Mm-hmm. They're going to think maybe that we have bobsled team, but maybe not. Maybe it's missile. And we just launch the bobsled, look like bobsled, but really missile.
Okay. And
so everybody has to be very careful. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for the heads up.
We will be very careful.
I usually try to watch the Olympics, but now I will be glued, especially to the bobsled competition.
Well, yeah. We're going to have very, very good athletes. Very good athletes.
Yeah.
And, because they eat a lot of kimchi.
Yes.
They're very strong. Mm-hmm. Very strong.
Do you think that they're very strong because you keep them in the military for so long and they are required to be celibate for 10 years? Does that...
That too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so I hope you see North Korea in Winter Olympic.
I'm looking forward... I can't even tell you how hopeful I am to see the North Korean bobsled team.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Say, man.
Hey, man.
I'm going to say goodbye.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, everything's cool, man. We're going to see what they do there with that Olympic thing. It was kind of interesting to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Hey. They're tough people, man. They're tough. These people are tough.
I bet they are. I bet they are. I mean, they're malnourished. I mean, you got to be tough to just survive.
Hold on. I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to let Kim say goodbye. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
I'll
say goodbye. I'll call another time.
All right, buddy.
Have fun with Dennis.
Have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Come summon up.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, you never know when he's going to call in.
Right.
You just never know.
Or what he's going to say.
In. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
Very interesting character.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we got Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Dennis Rodman. You know, I think that's the first time we've ever spoken to Dennis Rodman. I think we've talked to Kim while Dennis was there. He said before that Dennis is the one that turned him on to our show.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
That is cool. Very cool. So anyway, that's that. Thanks, Kim Jong-un. And, you know, keep yourself in check, man. Let's not worry about how big your button is or when you want to use it and that kind of thing. And just be cool.
Yeah. Just chill out.
Life's too short.
And could be a whole lot shorter.
Yeah, right. Too short to worry about your button.
Yeah. You guys keep playing with those buttons.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about this gay panic defense.
Yes.
Okay. So it turns out that about 3 years ago, California passed a law that says that you could no longer use the gay panic defense. Now, just on Monday, Illinois made history by becoming the second state to basically ban the gay panic defense. And, you know, I mean, it's a pretty big deal. What's scary is that now you've got California that bans it. You've got Illinois that bans the gay panic defense, but 48 other states still will allow it. Right. So it's...
Isn't that... To me, that would be considered a hate crime.
Yeah,
absolutely, it's a hate crime. Now, here's one of the things. Now, just because there is the gay panic defense doesn't mean that it is a fail-safe for these accused people. Because, what was it? Let's see. Mm-hmm. When was it? 1988? I guess it was when Matthew Shepard was killed by two homophobes. They used the gay panic defense, and they're both serving life sentences.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's very good.
Have been burned.
It looks
alive.
Like the gay panic defense has been used since the 1960s in approximate 25 states in the hopes of having defendants receive reduced sentences. So that's even not cool.
No.
No,
you right, because that means it's acceptable to some degree, which it's not.
Right. I mean, humans are humans. I don't give a shit what your sexuality is or your religious thoughts or anything like that. Nobody deserves to be killed because of those things.
Right.
You know, so.
I think by using that, it should make it worse for them.
I think so, too.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're claiming, it's almost as if you're claiming insanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I think is crap as well. You know, it's like I walked in on my wife sleeping with the gardener and I shot both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was temporarily insane. Well, no, you were pissed.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you weren't insane. You were pissed.
And
that's also similar to cases of people blaming rape victims like, she was dressed like that, so I couldn't control myself.
That's victim shaming.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's also wrong. And, there's a whole lot of that going on, especially with all of these allegations coming forward about all the sexual harassment and sexual abuse, especially with all of the people in Hollywood and that kind of thing. A lot of victim shaming, which is it's just wrong.
Right.
Absolutely wrong. I did see something. Do you know who Paul Sorvino is?
He's
an actor. His daughter, Mira Sorvino, just recently it came out that, in fact, Harvey Weinstein did ruin her career.
Oh, wow.
And that was backed up by one of the directors that worked for Harvey Weinstein. He said, yes, in fact, I was no longer allowed to have her in any of our pictures. Well, when Paul Sorvino heard this, he came out and said, I will kill that mother. You know, he's like 71 years old or something like that and looks like he's in bad shape. But as a parent.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. I
get
absolutely.
It. You
know, there was a time when Mira Sorvino was up and coming actress.
Right.
And it seemed like for a while there, she was in a lot of productions. And then all of a sudden it stopped.
Yes.
Well, as soon as she pulled the blanket out from under Harvey Weinstein, that's when her career ended.
Ended.
Pretty much. So that's a shame.
That is a shame. Mm-hmm.
And actors and actresses kind of have a shelf life. So I don't know how many years ago that happened to Mira Sorvino. But, now all of a sudden she might be too old to get roles that, she would have gotten.
Had that not happened.
Had that not happened.
Yeah. I smell a lawsuit.
Oh, there's got to be tons of lawsuits. I can't believe that, I guess when this whole thing came out about Harvey Weinstein, it was in his contract that he was allowed to pay off these victims so none of this stuff would come
go
to light.
Go public.
Right.
Yeah.
So in that vein, are there going to be any lawsuits? I mean, I can't imagine he paid off everybody.
Right.
You know.
Well, he obviously didn't pay off Mira Sorvino.
And even if you were paid off. If I'm
that
a woman,
money's gone.
Well, if I'm a woman and he did that to me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're paying me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're still going to pay because you're going to pay for the rest of your life for this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the proof, I have a copy of the check that you, why did you give me this check for $1 million?
Unless you kill me. Everybody's going to know about this forever.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's that. That's the gay panic defense that I thought was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ridiculous.
It's sad that 48 states still allow it.
Right.
I agree with Ty that if you try to use that, you're automatically charged with a hate crime.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, it accelerates
you're admitting to an inability and an unwillingness to control yourself in public.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you'll be beaten in public.
Hey, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
I know, like, you have a job and you like your job.
Yeah, I do.
But sometimes I've heard you not so much complain about your job, but, you know, everybody thinks about changing their job from time to time.
Right.
Ty, this involves you, too. And Jack, you as well. Hmm. Here's the thing. Steph, even you could be involved in this.
Oh.
If you're looking for a new job, coming on January 13th, you can go up to a Wikiwachi Natural Springs Park and try out to be a mermaid.
Oh, I'd be an awesome mermaid.
Nice. Yeah.
Can you imagine being one of those mermaids? Do you know that they've been doing that mermaid show since like October 13th, 1947?
Wow.
Right. So this mermaid show has been going on forever up there. Now, all of a sudden, they've got about 17 regular mermaids and about 3 princes. That's where you come in, Ty. Mm. You could become one of the new princes if you go up and try out. Now, here's the thing. They got about 100 people signed up to try out on January 13th, and it's gotten to be so busy. They originally thought that maybe, you know, 25, maybe 30 people would show up. More than 100 people are going to show up. The original start time for the tryout was going to be 4:30 in the afternoon, but because they had so many people, now they had to back it up to like 10 o'clock in the morning just to get everybody in.
Wow.
So I guess they're going to try to try out all 100 or more people.
Well, they could have made a damn show about it.
Yeah, and they probably will. I don't know. That'd be
or
that's a
docu-series.
That's a good idea.
How do you train for that?
I don't know how you train for it, but here's one
interview,
of the things.
Interview, audition.
This is one of the downfalls that I saw in the article. The year-round temperature of that spring water, Hannah Claire, what do you think it is?
It's like 20.
No.
73.
72. Very close.
Nice.
72 degrees is not...
I'm not swimming in that.
No. Not even, like, even in the middle of the summer where it's hot as hell outside. No.
No.
But anyway, I thought if you were interested. Now, look, starting pay is $10 an hour.
Oh, my God. Mm. That's it for 72 degree water?
Yeah, but, I mean, you get to be a mermaid.
It's
a dream come true.
Yeah.
They sell those mermaid blankets.
I think Ty should go and be like a sea monkey.
I can lay on the couch and be a mermaid.
Did you ever get those packs of sea monkeys that you would it
I
came
don't
even
in like need a costume.
Like a thing that looked like
just
a
in the background
a thing
behind
of
the
seeds.
Mermaids.
You pour it in the water and all of a sudden you'd have these things in the water.
Have this really dirty water.
Yeah. That
looked like it had fish food in it.
Yeah, that's supposed to be sea monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to look like Neptune or something in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. So.
Marketing. Marketing people are geniuses.
Right. Hey, you got to be at least 18 years old, so you're all included in that. And you got to have a headshot. You'd have to shoot me in the head to try out, but no, you gotta provide a headshot, almost like a like a glamour push shot that they do.
Glamour push shot.
Do they
Jesus.
Still do those glamour shots? Remember when they were so popular? Everybody was getting those glamour shots.
I've not seen.
Everybody's got a cell phone now.
Yeah.
No, it's
everybody's
just selfies.
Taking their own. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a store at the mall where you would go and get your glamour shot done.
Hannah Claire, what's the name of that band that that does the that song "Selfie"?
I'm not that cool.
I almost played it on the show.
Glad
she's,
you did.
She's not that cool.
Well, that's kind of how the song goes. It's kind of like that.
Hold on, I'll look it up quick. Keep talking.
I almost put it on the show. Anyway, there's a band that does a song called "Selfie," and it's almost like Valley Girls talking about doing selfies. Anyway,
doing the selfies now.
Doing.
No, that's what you said. Doing selfies.
doing selfies.
Well, what else do you? I mean, if you're not doing,
a selfie?
Oh, you're taking them, taking them,
doing them, taking them.
I'm doing a selfie.
Yeah, way to go.
I'm doing a selfie.
Uh-huh. You're retarded.
You're retarded. I'm doing a selfie. Yeah. Let's see what else. Hey, Ty, do you know anything about the swatting?
It's by the chain smokers.
Chain smokers, right.
I like the chain smokers.
I like them too. I've never heard a selfie song.
Yeah.
Selfie song.
Yeah, I was going to play it on the show and then I didn't. So,
Well, selfie song.
Well, maybe next week.
Anyway, Ty, you know anything about the swatting?
Yeah, that's right? Messed up.
Oh, you're a gamer, and it's something that has to do with gaming. And basically, swatting is...
It's a lot of fun.
If you're a big, sore loser, and you start getting your ass kicked at... Warcraft or Minecraft or whatever your games are, then all of a sudden you call in a SWAT strike to somebody's house.
Yeah, you look up their IP address.
Yeah.
And you tell them that there's all kinds of like drugs or terrorist activity. Yeah.
Well, it just happened recently. This kid in Los Angeles called in a SWAT to this guy, this kid in Kansas City. He basically said that that he was hostage in the house. The guy had like killed his mother and dad. You know, so, you know, the SWAT team in Kansas City are like, well, we obviously have to storm this house. And when they, you know, opened the door, the kid reached for his waistband and they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They killed him.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
To me, I mean, what kind of sore loser do you have to be to call a swatting?
It's crazy.
It's called swatting, or to SWAT somebody, I guess.
Well, and didn't I see something that the guy, when they finally found the guy who called it in...
Yeah.
That he had... This is like the 20th time he's done it.
Yeah, what? The people that do it a lot.
Well, the FBI says
don't they keep track of this?
FBI says that there are approximately 400 swatting incidences a year.
That's
mostly
amazing.
Mostly this guy.
Well,
yeah, 20 of them are this guy.
He's on a good roll.
You know, that's scary. That's like they're in this game and it's like they can't separate the game from reality.
Well, the guy's obviously a lunatic, because when they caught him, he said something, and I don't know if this is exactly what he said, but it was something like, look, if my grandmother tried to turn me in, I'd kill her too. Something crazy
that.
So the guy's a lunatic.
Yeah.
You know.
So they did get him. They're holding him.
Oh, yeah.
They've got him.
Right.
They've got that one.
How do they feel about shooting this guy?
Well, I mean... I
can you imagine? How horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. I didn't know, really. I guess I knew that you could, teleconnect. Is that the word? Teleconnect with people to play games. Like, if you're in this house, you could teleconnect with somebody.
What do you call that, Ty? What's the real word?
Isn't that teleconnect? Aren't you connected by
telephone? I've never heard that, but I can't think of the proper word.
But it probably should be the word, right? Teleconnect.
Sounds like, great.
It's like if I text you or if I call you on the phone, we're teleconnecting.
Sounds like something that happened in the world of tomorrow.
Well, what do you call it then?
That's just playing games online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, it's like teleconnecting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is the guy's family like they're gonna get a nice settlement for the SWAT team just shooting him?
I don't know. I mean, the SWAT team didn't do anything wrong.
Shot the guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. But the thing is, you know, they opened the door, and you know, just like all law enforcement, look, you go to work every day. You don't know if you're coming home. So if somebody does something that I can't imagine that the guy opened the door and immediately reached for his waistband. I would like to think that, you know, they banged it. SWAT.
Yeah. Is that how they do it?
I don't know if they politely knock on your door. I think they just bust in there.
Smoke grenades through the windows and all that.
Yeah.
Well, they were probably very polite about it. They said, look, we're out here. It's
cold.
It's chilly. We understand you killed your mom and your dad. So somebody said that they're hostage in there. Could you please open the door and not reach for your waistband?
I need you to stop poning noobs on Call of Duty now. Go ahead, come out.
Yeah. Well, apparently he didn't listen.
Yeah.
And he's now dead.
Unbelievable. And
that's what happens. See? That's swatting.
Those video games will get you killed.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
That's why you just don't play online with people.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Nope. That's, especially people you don't know. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess.
What game were they playing? Was it Call of Duty?
It was Call of Duty.
Only assholes play Call of Duty.
It was Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah. No, only assholes play that.
Why? Well, the guy obviously was an asshole.
Yeah, see, there you go.
You're
you
an SWAT? Asshole.
Why would you SWAT somebody?
It's like a redneck game.
All right.
Well I can't.
An asshole.
The guy was from Kansas City. I mean,
oh my God.
And then they Trayvoned him. Crap.
I believe the spike on the Mike show.
Yes.
Also, don't they simulcast on the KC online radio?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Way to badmouth any possible listeners.
Oh, like we're going to piggyback on their thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. You know, maybe they listen to Spike and then they keep it tuned in.
Do you have any idea how hurt I am? Not only is Spike doing stints on the Cat Named Mo show.
Right. On Saturdays.
Yeah. Will Koontz has got like a regular gig now on Stay Woke with Anna Hummel.
Stay woke.
Yeah.
Stay woke, brother.
Till 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Every day on the bone.
Where's Marco on the bone?
They can't put you on real radio.
Why?
I mean, Trayvoning? Really?
Yeah, come on, man.
You're not very marketable.
What do I got to do to clean it up?
Marketable. Mark-o-able.
I just try. You know, I try.
Well, you...
That's
you,
all Jesus asks.
Yeah.
You're more like a HBO presentation.
Mm-hmm. You might want to apply.
Hey, I will apply. I will apply myself.
Yeah, they kind of need to know you're out there.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to be a little more in their face.
Well, you would think that they'd give me, a little shout out or something. Be like, hey, I know this guy on Radio St. Pete. You know, we're all alumni of the Radio St. Pete. And,
yeah, no.
I got this. There's this other guy over
there. They're still pushing their way to the top. They're not bringing you in.
I swear to God, if those guys from Unused Substitutes get on the bone before me, I'm gonna flip out.
Listen here, Feetball.
I'm gonna flip out. I'm gonna take my mic and go home.
You are home.
I'm going to go to somebody else's home.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Hey, guess who's pregnant?
Not me.
No.
It's me.
It's me.
What?
Yeah. Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yes.
Fixer Upper, my favorite show on HGTV.
Yes.
They're going to have their fifth kid.
Five.
Oh, my God.
Five kids.
That's just insane.
That is unbelievable.
They needed a new character for the show.
Well, the show is ending. Yeah, the show's over. And so now, I guess they made all that money. They figure they can just start popping out kids whenever they want.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, they're collectibles, don't you know?
Yeah. Yes.
They like building additions and shit on houses, so maybe they just build a new wing for number five.
Yeah, Joanna just wanted to decorate another nursery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it, Jim Gaffigan, who has like four kids, and people ask him, what's it like having four kids? And he's like, okay. So you're drowning, and then somebody hands you a baby.
Somebody hands you a baby.
Perfect.
That's great.
That is great.
That's great. Let's see. Do we have Stump the Chump?
We do.
All right. What would be the theme of our Stump the Chump?
The theme this evening is going to be New Year's resolutions.
Ooh. That brings me to, did anybody make one?
No.
Nope.
I think I mentioned last week I was going to try not to be such a big dick.
Yes. So,
how's that going?
I'm working on it.
He's working on it.
I'm a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we all?
Button's not getting any smaller.
All right, everybody. We need to take a break before we play Stump the Chump. Let's see. Mm-hmm. This is going to be our New Year's Eve a New Year's resolution themed version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. When we come back, if you want to call in and play along with us, you can do that 727-498-0502, or you can even tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Well, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Song.
That is a fun song, and that is Back in a Cadillac. Hannah Claire, who is that by?
I don't know.
That's by Coco Montoya.
All right.
Coco Montoya. I believe we saw Coco Montoya at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival 1 year. Very good. I love that. And you know, one of the reasons I played that song and Coco Montoya is because it reminded me, I don't know why, because I haven't heard too many songs from this particular artist, but it reminded me of P.W. and the Second Ward.
Ah.
It just did.
Just did.
Just all right. Did. Hold on.
I get that feeling. It's got the same
yeah.
kind of vibe to
and
it.
And even their voices are, I don't know, just seem similar to me.
Maybe P.W. really is Coco Montoya.
What? Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
He can tweet us and let us know for sure.
He's got so many.
Terribly sorry to whoever that was.
Fingers in the pie.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, so again, that was a Coco Montoya with a Back in the Cadillac. So before the break, we said we were going to play Stump the Chump, and we said that this was going to be our New Year's resolution version.
Yes.
Yes.
Of Stump the Chump. Now, does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter? Well, where's my hooter?
Where's your hooter?
Lost your damn hooter.
Mm-hmm. But he found his big button.
Found my big button.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we ready?
Sure.
This was one of the most popular New Year's resolutions in ancient Babylon.
Oh, what?
Right. Was it drink less beer, return your neighbor's farm equipment, or finally visit the Hanging Gardens? Mark.
Visit the Hanging Gardens.
No. Oh. Hannah.
Drink less beer.
No.
What?
Return the farm equipment.
Return the farm equipment was one of the most popular back in the days of Babylon.
Babylon.
In South America, people let go of the past and resolved to have a better new year by setting this item on fire.
Mm.
Is it last year's resolutions, the old sofa that's been sitting on the porch, or a dummy stuffed with newspapers? Mark.
A dummy.
Yes.
Yes.
So Ty has one, Mark has one. What percentage of new gym memberships start between January and March, Ty?
85.
No.
85%.
That's what I thought, too.
40.
I'll give you the choices. It's 33, 52, or 65. Mark.
52.
No.
65.
No.
Christ, the last number.
What was the other one? 33.
33. I'll give it to Mark. He remembered the number. Which mythical king is known for inspiring New Year's resolution tradition? Was it Zeus, Janus, or Thor?
Thor?
No.
Zeus.
No.
Janus.
Yes.
The two-faced god.
Yes. The January is actually named after.
Oh.
Ho ho. Mark has two. Ty has one. Hannah has one. What is the most popular New Year's resolution in America these days? Is it quit smoking, save money, or lose weight? Hannah.
Lose weight.
Yes.
It's not quit smoking?
No. Too many Americans have quit smoking. Hmm. So Hannah has two, Mark has two, Ty has one. What percentage of Americans make resolutions each year? Is it 30%, 50%, or 80%? Hannah.
80.
No. Mark.
30.
No.
Damn it.
Ty.
Another one.
50.
50. I'll give that to Ty, so it ties it all up.
I don't know if the other one counts.
Two all. Now, of those Americans who make New Year's resolutions, what percentage tends to keep?
20.
One.
None.
Your choices are 17%, 46%, or 84%, Ty.
17.
No.
Oh.
We are surprisingly the 50% of Americans who make resolutions. We're surprisingly good at keeping them.
84%.
Not that good.
The low middle number.
46% actually keep their resolutions.
Oh, go you guys.
Oh, kind of, whatever.
Overachievers.
Which one of these techniques... Was that your ringer?
That was my earring.
Oh, I don't care about your earring. Which one of these techniques is most effective in helping you achieve your New Year's goals? Is it not telling anyone your resolutions? Is it keeping them open-ended? Or is it writing them down?
Write them down.
Yeah, I'd say write them down.
All right, I'll give write them down to Hannah, which gives her three. Mark has two. Ty has two. Which New Year's celebration involves traditional red packets? Is it the spring equinox, Chinese New Year, or the Greek New Year?
Chinese New Year.
And with Chinese New Year, Hannah wins.
Now, where the hell is my earring?
Think about that. Mm-hmm. Who's got the big button now?
All right, so bonus question. When it comes to the battle of the sexes, which side is better at keeping resolutions? Is it men, women, or both equally? Mark?
I would say equally.
Women!
No. Surprisingly, men are better at keeping resolutions.
Nice.
Well, because the women harass them.
Yes. And they've written them down, so it's on the fridge, in the bathroom mirror, and on the dashboard of the car. Mm-hmm. Persistence pays.
Yep. Hey, so...
Yeah?
Uh-oh, what happened? It stuck to the damn table.
Oh, no. Okay. Stuck to the table.
Got it. Got it. We're good. All right, so California...
knows how to party.
California.
Should have played that
song. Should have.
California. Knows how to party. Is that how it goes? Yeah. Anyway, so now all of a sudden, California, it's legal to have recreational marijuana.
Yes.
What? Mm-hmm. And they got word of that on New Year's Day. And
smoke them if you got them.
Well, look. I think eventually it's going to happen all over the country. And not only is it a good idea economically for states, tax-wise, they can tax it and make a lot of money. If you look at, like, Colorado, they've made, I'm not going to say billions, but they've made at least $1 billion. And a lot of that money goes into schools, into their infrastructure and things like that.
Right.
I don't know why any state would reject it. You know, I think what needs to happen is we need to start outsourcing all the old fuddy-duddies.
Yes.
That are so opposed to everything. You know what I'm saying?
Grew up on reefer madness.
Right. And it's time for them to go.
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
Because we're not going to be able to move forward as a country until we are able to start now realizing things that... are ridiculous to be illegal. Well, I mean, we need to be able to go out and start doing stuff that...
One of the biggest problems is Big Pharma is against it.
Well, and Big Pharma, them.
But they have a lot of money. They pay a lot of money to politicians.
But they're not paying a lot of money to us.
No, they're not. No, they're taking a lot of money from us.
It's we the people.
To buy the pills.
Not them.
I know. But the way our political system is structured,
right.
The man with the money wins.
Yeah, well, guess what? They're going to have to suck it because I'm over it. I'm putting my foot down right now, and it's enough.
Big button.
Big button.
Big button. Yeah, I mean, it just makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, one of the reasons that California came up with a whole lot of reasons why marijuana should be legal recreationally. And one of the reasons was...
Everybody's doing it
It's California.
Well, it turns out that California is probably like the hotbed of marijuana use in the United States.
And has been for decades.
Yeah, it has been for decades. So it's no surprise. But what they're saying is, you know, anytime you're going to try to pass a bill, you try to sugarcoat it and you try to make it look like this is so important that we do this because now all of a sudden by passing, making marijuana legal, now all of a sudden we're going to put a dent in all of the illegal marijuana trade.
Right.
So my whole thing is now it's legal to smoke marijuana recreationally. It's legal for every... I think you can walk around with like an ounce and a half or something like that. It's legal for you to grow up to 6 plants. You can go to these dispensaries and buy it. It's very expensive at the dispensaries, okay? Which it has to be expensive because, you know, it's taxed so much, which in turn helps the state. But if it's legal, okay, what's going to keep you from buying it from the illegal guy, from your regular hookup, right? I mean, if you've been smoking marijuana forever anyway,
you got a guy.
But so if you can go to your guy and buy an ounce of marijuana and have it on your person.
I still think it's illegal to sell it.
Yeah, yeah, in no, that it's, manner,
it's
yes.
Still,
yes.
It's still illegal for them to sell it, your guy to sell it, but it's not illegal for you to have it.
No. So I mean, then they have to go after the guy that isn't paying the taxes.
But if it's cheaper for you to get it from your guy than from the dispensary.
Until you have to bail him out of jail.
Well, I'm not bailing anybody out of jail.
Well, then you lose your guy.
Then you lose your guy.
There's a bunch of guys. I mean, if California has been so loaded full of guys for decades, there's another guy right down the street.
Yeah, but maybe some of
those guys.
I'm going
to go to my guy's guy.
Maybe some of those guys are looking to
get into legitimate business.
Exactly. And those are generally the guys who want it to be a legal business and do it legally.
I wish I had been heads up enough to invest in the whole thing because some of these people are going to make millions of dollars.
It's not too late.
You know,
there are still tons of states that mm-hmm. need to follow suit.
Right.
But just this week, the Attorney General is trying to close the loophole in the federal government regulation that allows states to legalize it.
Is that Jeff Sessions?
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Where's my button?
Where's your button?
God.
You need a bigger button.
Goofy little Keebler elf.
You know, and that's, in my opinion, it's because he's in the pocket of Big Pharma.
Sure he is. Gotta be. Or,
you know,
or he's just so self-righteous that
yes.
nobody can do anything that he's not into.
Yeah, well.
What a jerk.
He's probably into it. He just doesn't like to share.
Yeah.
Like the rest of the politicians.
I'm so sick of these people.
That's why, you know, if I'm not sure if John Morgan has actually said he's going to run for governor. I know he's become an independent rather than a party affiliate mm-hmm. candidate
right.
for the governor of Florida. But I like him.
I do too.
Morgan and Morgan.
That's Morgan him. Foe the people.
Right. How much time do we have?
Not much.
Yeah, we need to wrap up.
I want to quickly just talk about movies and entertainment. I'm not going to go through all the movies and all the things to do this weekend, but I just want to say that for Christmas, Ty and Jack got Mom and I a beautiful collection of, what's his name?
Alfred Hitchcock
movies. And, man, we have been on a tear watching Alfred Hitchcock movies. I was not aware that there are so many.
Yes.
And there are a lot, and a lot that we have not seen. Just in the last, like, week and a half, Mom and I have watched Marnie.
Yes.
We've watched The Trouble with Harry.
Yes.
We watched Shadow of a Doubt.
Yes.
They're okay.
Oh, I liked The Trouble with Harry with Shirley MacLaine. That one was cute.
Yeah, well, I like Shirley MacLaine. But none of those were great movies. Now, when we rewatch Rear Window or Dial M for Murder, those are my movies.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I like. I could watch those anytime.
Yeah.
They're just great every time. So anyway, so where are
we? Well, Dad slept through most of them anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, his opinion doesn't count. We need to wrap up now.
Okay. Look, I have one quote.
Good.
One
just
quote.
One.
One quote. And it says, "We need leaders not in love with money, but in love with justice. Not in love with publicity, but in love with humanity." That came from Dr. Martin Luther King.
Nice. Nice. Yes. Very nice. Well spoken. Hannah, do you have anything to add at the end of the show?
Yeah,
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. Stephanie, anything you want
to
add?
I just wanted to give another shout out to Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. If
yes.
you're in the market for a car.
If you're looking to buy a car, get on over there and say we sent you.
Yes. Tell them.
Talk to Jason or Rob.
Yes. It's been a wonderful experience. Wayne Schmidt himself left me a voicemail on Tuesday.
You get Wayne Schmidt.
with every car.
It's on Coast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Yeah, no, he personally called and left me a voicemail wanting to make sure that our transaction was good, and I was just very impressed by that.
Yeah, okay. Jack, do you have anything you want to add?
Nope.
Nothing. Ty?
The Pentagon admitted that they've been hunting UFOs for years.
Yes, nice. We need to talk about that next week.
Okay, we will do that. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. I also want to say welcome aboard Rick Schmidt and Dr. Chuck.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Yeah. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We enjoy speaking to you every Friday evening, and we look forward to talking to you again next Friday. Good night.
I know you ain't gonna like it, but I'm stepping right out of your world. But I'm coming to your party, and I won't be able to stay, but I'm gonna kiss you one more time, then I'm going away.
That's it.